Blog Talk Radio.
To him.
God is looking out for us, and he's looking over us. And, yes, we each have our own set of trials and issues to deal with, but the Lord is in the midst, and he's helping us to overcome. He's helping us to overcome. Amen? Amen. Everybody has something they've got to deal with, but the Lord is helping us all to overcome, some one way, some another way. Amen? Praise the Lord. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. I'm Dr. Sabrina, and Brother Bill and Brother Marshall are here, and you're here, and the saints are here. The Lord is here. The Holy Spirit is here. We're going to have a wonderful time, amen, a wonderful time in the Lord. And we want to encourage you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner, it says MIC Radio Chat. Click that and sign in. Signing in is so easy and simple. Nothing hard or complicated. And we suggest you use guest if you're the first time doing this. Amen? We just ask that you don't use your social security number or your driver's license number or something like that as a username. Just find something simple. Amen? Praise the Lord. And it's the same way to sign in to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Now, if you're on a cell phone, whether it's an Android or an iPhone, you pull up miracleinternetchurch.com, and when the page comes up, you'll see this black background with three white lines on it. Those three white lines are your link. Click that, and then all the other links open up to you. There you are. Very simple indeed. And so we want to welcome everyone in the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. Well, the Lord has plans for us tonight, and they are good plans. They are great plans. They are his plans, so you know they're going to work out. Amen? Amen. You know, I was talking to someone recently, and we were talking about the various issues that we run into as we're believing for God to take us through a process and series of deliverances. You see, we might have an issue, and it might be a pretty big issue. Some issues aren't just, you know, run-of-the-mill ordinary. They're pretty big. So for those, there are series of deliverances and series of breakthroughs. And so we have to be patient and long-suffering with the Lord as he works things out. Because sometimes we're not able to take it all in at once. We can't handle it. It's just the truth. We are who we are, and Jesus is working on us. Amen? And so we have to learn to be patient with ourselves as the Lord is working on us. And as he is growing us up and maturing us and causing us to be stronger and causing us to have more faith, we have to be patient with ourselves. That's right. You see, this isn't a sprint. No, Christianity isn't a sprint. It takes some endurance. And some of us need to develop more endurance. So if you're going to develop endurance, you have to have endurance training. And so you get trials that seem like they're endless, but they're not. They actually have an end. It's just you need training. You need more discipline. You need your muscles to be stronger so that you don't give out in the midst of a battle. Amen? So as we grow in the Lord, we learn these things. You need to walk into some situations that look like there's no answer or solution. Why? depend on and trust the Lord to take you through to the solution. If you knew what you thought the solution ought to be, you'd mess up the whole program because you do it out of your mind, not out of the mind of Christ. So, what do? We wait patiently as the Lord takes us through the series of tests and trials and whatever else is required so that we grow strong and we become more like Jesus. You know, that's the idea. That's the idea. That's why when a fiery trial comes, it comes to get rid of some stuff in us. It comes to burn some stuff out of us. That's right. We have to be refined in the fire, Jesus, and then it's time to fire us up. And most of us want to hoop and holler and cry when that comes, and we do. But when we come to understand that the Lord is working on the perfecting of the saints, we calm down, and we start listening to the Holy Spirit and what he's telling us to do, and we start trusting him and obeying. That's when the changes start to come. You're going through something where every time you turn around, you run into another wall. Well, we all need to learn how to humble ourselves and trust the Lord to show us the way out. Amen? Amen. It's true. And we're told that we're not supposed to have our eyes fixed on how big the need is that we have. Instead, we're supposed to be looking at how big and how great and how powerful our God is. Well, I need. Well, look at Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And he's got all the power that we need. And so instead of staring at the problem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even in our sleep, we look to Jesus so we can find the light of the world so he can lead us out of darkness. Amen? Amen. Our God takes us step by step. Why? Because that's usually about all we can handle, step by step. The victory comes step by step. And each step that he takes us through, it's another miracle. It's another miracle. It's another miracle. It's another miracle. And sometimes it's that way with our healing. First, the Lord will fix this. Then, later on, a little bit, he'll fix that. And then he'll come back a little later and fix that over there. And you say, well, when are you going to get to the end? When it's time to get there, of course. But God is greater, and he knows all things. And he knows how to help everybody that's being tempted and tested and tried. Why? Because he was tempted and tested and tried just like we are, but without sin. So he knows how to help us out. So when we find ourselves getting all upset and all frustrated because it doesn't look like it's going to work out just the way it's supposed to work out, and this is going this way and that is going that way and the other thing just isn't going at all, Jesus has the answer. We need to calm down and trust him. Yes, we do. We need to calm down and we need to trust him. Amen. So, I highly recommend to you doing just that. Trust him. Calm down and keep trusting him. He'll take you step by step, answer by answer, solution by solution, miracle for miracle. Amen? Amen. He's good all the time. God is good. He's an on-time God, saints. Well, this sure doesn't look like it's going to be on time. Well, never mind what it looks like. Look to him. Amen? Look to him. He'll take care of it. He takes care of everything else. You don't see the birds going, well, it sure doesn't look like the sun's going to come up today. I wonder what we're going to do. No, they just keep on doing what they do. The flowers don't go, well, it rained yesterday. I don't know what I'm going to do if it rains again today. Well, saints, amen. If they make it through, we can make it through. You don't hear the grass saying, well, you know, last week we was growing. But now it's gotten hot and we're parched. Are we going to ever grow again? Really? The grass keeps growing. So, saints, if God can take care of the grass and the flowers and the birds and everything else that he made, surely he can take care of us. Amen? And we need to trust him more. All of us need to trust him more. Amen? Every single person needs to trust the Lord more. You're in a situation you don't quite know what to do. He'll help us. He's always helping us. He's always helping us. He's helping us to think right. Amen. He's helping us to believe right. He's always helping us. He's helping us when 20 things are jumping off all at the same time. He's got them in right order. And if we follow him, we won't be all messed up. Amen. It's when we get all in our flesh and all flustered that we can't get it together. Come on. You know it's the truth. We've all been there. Just say, ouch. It's okay. So we're learning to just calm down and be led by the Holy Spirit, because that's the way that works. The sons of God are led, not L-E-A-D, L-E-D, led, directed, guided by the Holy Spirit. So you got to have time to spend with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, saints, let's pray.
Oh, I forgot. We have to pray for Brother Bill. All right. Get your prayers, your prayer language out. We have to pray for Brother Bill. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, help Brother Bill. He needs your help right now, Jesus. You know why. And we want to thank you, Lord, for helping Brother Bill in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Bill just has a little challenge right now. But Jesus is helping him with the challenge. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to thank you for sustaining us, for your sustaining power. You keep us going when we would fall out and quit. You don't let us fall apart. You hold us together. You keep us moving forward. You keep us going in the direction that you desire for us to go in. Amen? And we want to thank you for that. There are times, Lord, when we've looked at the mountain and wanted to turn around and run. But, Lord, that's not what you called us to do. You tell us in the Word to speak to the mountain and it'll move. And then we stand there and think, that mountain is too big for me to speak to it. But that's what you said to do, Lord. You said, speak to the mountain. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, to the mountain. Mountain, in Jesus' name, we command you to move out of our way. We command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to move out of our way. And I want to thank you, Father, that I don't have to stand here and just keep looking at the mountain to see if it's moving. I don't have to go take measurements every day. It'll move because you said so. We have followed the instructions, and now the mountain will move in Jesus' name. Yes, mountains come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Father, we want to thank you for your word. We want to thank you for teaching us some humility so that we will learn to do it your way, and some obedience so that we will follow the example that Jesus gave. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to thank you, Father, that you are in our midst, because the Bible says where two or three of us are gathered together in your name, there you are in our midst. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word of God. Your word, your truth come to make your people free, to set us free. Yes, free, free indeed. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and so much more. We want to thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your very glory in the midst. We thank you for the warring, linking angels that war on our behalf. Thank you, Lord. And for the praising angels, they join in with us when we praise your holy name. Amen. So, Father, no matter what it looks like, we're moving forward with you. Yes, we are. We're moving forward with you. We press toward the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. We press for the mark, for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ our Lord. And we're not going back. Amen? We're not going back. No, we are not. Father, we thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for every weapon that you have given us. We thank you for every scripture that tells us how you're going to handle our enemies and what you will do for us. We give you praise. And Father, in Jesus' name, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, and demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, every demonic assignment and satanic agenda against the righteous. We bind it all, Father, in the name of Jesus. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power, the almighty power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. And we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom and all of his agents in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic and technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drones, remote viewing, whoredom spirits, and all the voices of the strangers and all of their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind hypnotic trance devils and their attacks. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We bind targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks and debilitating sonic frequencies. We bind you. We bind every microwave frequency weapon in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and we bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We bind Santeria, Egyptian magic, Buddhist black magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, African, Indian, European, Caribbean, Latin American, black magic, white magic, and all satanic rituals from the above and more, and the work of every druid. We bind it in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attack, turn every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind inattention, impulsivity, a racing mind, and hyperactivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. Why? Because all power belongs to God. Thief. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse, devils, and satanic worship. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, every spirit of infirmity, especially spirits that bring diarrhea in Jesus' name. We bind all supplanting devils, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the grove, every spirit that exalts logic and science and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. Father, we pray this 3 times a week at least. Now, Lord, there's some people in this ministry that's what the devil's trying to do, all the things we just listed. Help them to listen and come into agreement so that they will see their warfare lighten in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo spirits, hoodoo spirits, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement. We bind the bondage of the generations of fools and the spirits of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the spirits and work of the oppressors in Jesus' name. We bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, make-believe, fantasy, martial arts, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, the spirit and the children of disobedience, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death, destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings in the name of Jesus Christ. And we send them all bound and in the cage, chained to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. So we just bound your temptations to sin. Amen? Say amen, Jesus. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baphomet and his 72, Moloch, Basilek, Python, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own head in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, kings, all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we cut ourselves free from, we circumcise from ourselves all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, garlands, soul ties, attachments, agreements, oaths, consents, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and any other type of agreement with the demonic realm. We throw down and tear down all the walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, sorcerers in Jesus' name. We bring them down from their positions of authority. We bind the four corners of their supposed authority in Jesus' name, attempting to mimic the kingdom of God. We break the power of their curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, all their psychic warfare, all the mind control and voodoo, magic, all the brain, all the death, bewitchments, potions, all the jinxes, all the psychic warfare coming against the people of God. All sickness and pain and torment, we bind you. We bind ungodly blessings and chantings and incense and candle burning, root works, crystals, and tribal rituals and sin. Everything that's being sent against the people of God, mentioned or not mentioned, we bind you now in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Father, we cover ourselves and our vehicles and the road that we travel in the blood of Jesus. We take authority and dominion over all animals and demons of the road, and we forbid them to cross our path in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to release your angels ahead of us to protect us and to show us the right way should we become lost for any reason in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you never go to sleep. So no matter how late we're up having to drive somewhere, you are right there with us in the car. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we want to thank you for tonight. It's going to be absolutely marvelous. Absolutely marvelous in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, the Lord has a blessing for us tonight. Amen. Yes, he does. He has a blessing for us tonight. And I want my blessing. I don't know about you, but I want mine. Always want my blessing. I hope you want yours too. Amen. There's plenty of blessing to go around. Jesus wouldn't leave us without enough blessing, so there's plenty of blessing for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, I'm trying to work with something here that I've done a lot of times, and for some reason, there it goes. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate that. Amen. You know, sometimes we need just a little help. Amen. So, saints, tonight we're going to talk about this interesting subject. We're going to say free from the devil's bondage. That's important. Becoming free from the devil's bondage. So, Colossians, New Testament, Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 10. Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 10. And while you're going there, our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 17. And our verse for meditation comes from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. And our featured ebook from our webpage under Books and Ebooks is Sexual Marine Spirit. And we're going to talk just a little bit about some of that tonight. Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Now, that only works when we're on the air. Area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Well, Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Amen. Doesn't that sound good? It sounds good to me. Being fruitful in every good work. I like that. And increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power. That's right. Unto, here comes the real fun part, unto all patience and long-suffering. I know you couldn't wait till I got to that part. Well, we're here. All patience and long-suffering. Yes. Amen. So looks like the Lord is asking for us to ask him that the way we live is always pleasing to him and honoring him, so that we'll always be doing the kinds of things that Jesus did, the things that pleased his Father. Remember our example from the other day? And in the process, we'll be learning to know God better and better. Amen. And he's going to fill us with his mighty power. That's right. That's right. He's going to fill us with his mighty power and his glorious strength, so that we can keep on going, going forward, no matter what happens and no matter what comes our way. Isn't that wonderful? Now, here's the real juicy part. Unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Amen. Joyfulness, Brother Bill. Joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father. Yes, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, which hath made us meet or fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Yes, we have an inheritance from the Father. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Yes, we've been delivered from that. And has translated us. We get translated. Into the kingdom of his dear Son. We got translated right out of Satan's kingdom, right into Jesus' kingdom. Isn't that wonderful? I think it is. Sometimes we wonder how wonderful we think it is, but it really is wonderful. Because you see, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of mine the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. Amen. We got the best end of the deal, no matter how much money they have in the world, how big and fine their houses or their possessions are. We got the best end of the deal. We got Jesus and his kingdom. Amen? Amen. There was a song my brother sang when we were little at a church function. And I had to help him remember a few of the words, I think, at some point. But he got the song. And it was, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have Jesus than riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords today, than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. And I rather think that many of us have come to that conclusion too, that no matter what happens, we want Jesus, and we're just not going to change. Congratulations. That's a good place to come to. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, that's a good place to come to. See, good things are happening to you. Good things are happening to you this very moment and every day. No matter how it seems, something good is actually happening to you. So when it looks like it's raining on your parade, ask the Lord where the umbrella is. Saints, the devil has made it his mission to have every person in bondage to sin. That's what he thinks ought to happen. Yes, even Christians. He has been able to blind the minds of people, those who have not received the gospel or have not been introduced correctly to certain aspects of salvation. He's blinded them into believing that you say that you believe in Jesus Christ or that you believe in God, and that's enough. That's just all it takes. Well, I believe in Jesus Christ, and that's it. That's all it takes. So they think that whenever they die, whenever they come to the end of their road, they're just going to automatically go to heaven. Not that they actually receive the Lord Jesus, not that anything actually changed inside of them. Not that they've been transformed. They just said they believe in Jesus Christ, so they think that means that's just it, you know. That's not what Romans 10:9-10 says and several other scriptures which we have covered. So they're wrong on that. But don't worry. Keep praying for them. The Lord will help straighten that out. There is so much more to salvation than that. So much more to learn, and so much more of Jesus to experience. Well, tonight we're going to deal with being free from the devil's bondage. Amen. And in John, 1 John, all the way to the back there by the book of Revelation, that one, 1 John. Right behind 2 Peter, 1 John chapter 4. And I believe that we're going to verse 4. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, tells us that the greater one, Jesus Christ, lives in true Christians, and that Jesus is greater than the devil who is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he, the devil, that is in the world. That's your overcoming right there. You see, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Testimony, I have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ lives in my heart. I've asked him to live in my heart and to be my God, to forgive me of all my sins, and to deliver me and heal me. I have repented of all my sins. I have turned completely to Jesus Christ. I'm trusting and depending on him to get me to heaven and to get me ready to go to heaven. Doesn't sound like such a bad testimony. Amen? We overcome the devil through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of our testimony. So this scripture tells us just what we've talked about. In James chapter 2, verse 19, James chapter 2, verse 19, thou believest that there is one God. Well, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Wow. You know, people come up to you and they say, well, I believe in God. Well, very good. You did very good. You believe in God. So does Satan. So, you need to exceed where Satan stopped off. You really need to go further. Dear person, whoever you are, met in the grocery store at the post office, you need to go further than the devil. You see, you believe that there's a God, so does Satan. And he's afraid of him. So, James is reminding us that there is only one God and that the devils know this, believe this, and they tremble at this. The devils know it, believe it, and tremble at this. In Philippians, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Well, every knee, every single one, voluntary or made to bow. Every knee will bow. Every single one. There isn't going to be a knee that doesn't bow to Jesus. So there's no devil coming up to tell you anything about anything, because he's got a destination, and it's not the destination you're looking for either. Amen? Besides, Jesus did not die on the cross for angels. He didn't die on the cross for demons. He died on the cross for human beings. I said that one day to the devil when I was in prayer, and he was trying to bother me. Yeah, he was trying to bother me while I was interceding and trying to pray. And so I sat up and I had some words to say to him. And I reminded him that Jesus did not shed his sinless blood for the devil. I said, Satan, he didn't die for you. He died for humans. He died for me. Sometimes you have to remind the devil of what the word said. But once I did, he left me alone that day. Some of you need to get him to leave you alone too. Amen? So, in 1 John, we see some things. So it's plain to see that Jesus has more power and greater power than the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Okay? So now, if somebody comes to date your daughter, and they're in continual, perpetual, ongoing sin, they are of the devil. It doesn't matter how many times they tell you they're a Christian. Do you know there are people that will tell you they're a Christian when they're not? Yes, they do it all the time. Well, he said he's a Christian. Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit. Do you see Christian fruit? No. Then what does that mean? says, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. That's a long time he's been at that. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. He was brought forth in plain display in the open for everybody to see him. Why? That he might destroy the works of the devil. On the cross, Jesus said, it is finished, and he meant it. So all this stuff that the devil wants to do, Jesus isn't going for that. And you shouldn't go for it either. So we see that Jesus came to intentionally destroy everything that the devil has done. So that means that Jesus destroys everything that the devil has done in our lives if we allow him to take us through the process of deliverance. Process of deliverance. Yes, deliverance is a process. It's not microwavable. And only part of it is having the demons cast out. That's a part of the deliverance. It's not the whole package. There's more. Amen. Yes. You see, once you come into the knowledge that Jesus actually delivers and he actually casts devils out of people, and you finally get past your pride and acknowledge that you do have demons, a lot of people get stopped right there. But I can't have a demon. And you're just looking at them going, God, help my mouth to close. You know they do. Whenever they finally get past that part and they admit even to themselves that they have demons, plural. Now, we might be able to get some work done. Amen. That's right. Jesus wants to destroy the work of the devil in everybody's life. And it's more to it, as you already know, saints, than just coughing out a few devils. There's a lot more to it than that, in fact. Because the deliverance that you do receive, you have to maintain it. There's a lot more to it. So Jesus said to us in Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, I cast out devils by the Spirit of God. And if that's what happens with you, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Well, many of you have experienced the kingdom of God because you've had devils cast out of you in Jesus' name. Those devils had to bow to the name of Jesus. Couldn't fake us out. Amen? In Luke chapter 4, Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 33. Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 33. This is an example in the scriptures, so we get the point. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice. That's what devils do. Saying, let us alone. There's more than one of them, see? Let us alone. There's more than one. What have we, plural, to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? They knew who he was. They knew he had the power and the authority and the ability and the know-how and the skill and the expertise to destroy them on the spot. I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. You're holy, you're the Holy One, and you're of God. You are the Holy One of God. And so Jesus rebuked him and told him, hold your peace and come out of him. In other words, quit all your talking and come out of him right now. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Okay, so the devil had to go. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Wow. They were in shock. My. That people would begin to believe the Bible again. So in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And what did he do with all of this Holy Ghost and power? He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. That's right. God was with him. If you have been oppressed of the devil, then Jesus Christ is who you need. Our war against the devil is not like World War I or World War II or Vietnam or the Korean War. No, it is a spiritual war that has spiritual and natural consequences and results. That is why we put on the armor of God. In Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Then we have some more instructions. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, against the schemes, the strategies, the tactics, the seducings of the devil. Put your armor on. That's right. Don't go running out of the door without it. That's not wisdom. Don't leave home without it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we've all seen some of that in the past 2-3 years, a whole lot of that going on. And before then, too. Wherefore, so as a result of that, you know you have a war. There's no place for you to run and hide. The devil is going to come looking for you if you try to hide. So Jesus tells you, don't bother, to be strong in him and the power of his might, and put your armor on because he's provided it for you. And he wants you to stand up against the strategies of the devil. That's what he wants. He doesn't want you running and hiding. Well, I can't because no, it doesn't work like that. When Jesus says go forward, you go forward. So as a result of that, take on the whole armor of God. Why? So that you can stand, be able to withstand in the evil day. You won't crumble, crush, or fall. You won't come apart. You won't come unglued. And having done all, what do then? Stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, not lies, deceptions, and delusions, truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, right standing with God Almighty, and your feet shod preparation of the gospel of peace. The good news of the gospel is supposed to bring peace on earth, God's will to all mankind. And above all, taking the shield of faith, shields up, wherewith ye shall be able to quench, you know, like extinguish, all, didn't say few, all of the fiery darts of the wicked. There's going to be plenty fiery darts. So just because you got a few today doesn't mean that's the end. There's some more. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Great instructions from our commander-in-chief. Amen. So, the Lord wants us to take him serious. He says, we war against the devil daily. As you see, we must remain alert and on our post because the devil is seeking out those whom he may take advantage of. So in 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning with verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning with verse 6, Jesus gives us some strategy. And if we'll follow the strategy, we'll win. He starts by telling us to humble ourselves. Remember we had that fast trying to deal with all of our sneaky little pride? Well, he's still working that thing. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Under whose hand? God's hand. That he may exalt you in due time. That means there's a time that's right and a time that's not. Casting all of your care upon him. Have you ever seen them doing this fly fishing kind of thing? And they're casting that thing out? Well, that means it's going out. It's not staying with them. We're supposed to cast all of our cares, everything we're all concerned and worked up about, upon him. It didn't say we're supposed to wear it like a heavy burden. Amen? Why? Because he cares about you. He cares about us. He said, hand it to him. Stop being such a suchy much. And thinking you're like that mythical character called Atlas. You got the world on your shoulders. No, you're proud. Humble yourself and cast your care upon him. Then you can be sober, serious-minded. You can be vigilant. Why do you need to be that way? Because you have an adversary who's the devil. And this is what he does. He roams around like a roaring lion making a bunch of noise. Why? He wants to see who he can scare and make them fearful. Jesus keeps telling us, get rid of the fear. The devil is looking for somebody to devour. He wants to wreck a life, but it doesn't have to be yours. He wants to turn somebody's world upside down, but it doesn't have to be yours. You don't have to be devourable. You can give the devil a bad taste. So, Jesus says, resist him steadfast in the faith. It doesn't say anything about a mixture of fear and faith. It just doesn't say that. We're supposed to resist the devil and be steadfast in the faith. We're supposed to be obeying the word as we resist the devil, knowing that the same afflictions, the same issues you're going through, are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. All over the world, somebody else is going through something just like you. You're not the only one, so don't get in that pity, pity, poor is me thing. That's not going to work. Ephesians 4:27 tells us, neither give place to the devil. Don't give him any place. which is why Brother Bill in his kindness keeps saying, get in agreement with Pastor Sabrina when she does the opening prayer of warfare. We're doing spiritual warfare. You know, Sunday, we were doing spiritual warfare, and I could see that everyone was not participating fully. There were some people that were distracted with this and doing that and found out something else they could do while we were doing that. And so the Lord had me to speak to that issue. Some people corrected their behaviors, and some people didn't. Some people sat there with their mouth closed. Well, I'm going to tell you, Saint, when you do that, when you sit there with your mouth closed, when we're doing the opening prayer, you're not praying in your prayer language, you're not fully engaged and non-distracted. When we're doing spiritual warfare at the beginning, you open a door for the devil to attack you and to attack your children. There is a curse that is released when you don't go out to war when Jesus goes out to war. When we have that opening prayer, we're going to war. We're warring against the devil right then and there. And if you're not in the throes of the warfare with us, you're sitting on the sidelines doing something else, playing around with somebody else, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Why? Because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're in disobedience. And you've opened a door for the devil. And he will defeat you every time you do that. So listen when we tell you, when we're doing spiritual warfare, get in your prayer language and get in agreement and stay there. And don't come out being distracted by anybody or anything else. I don't care if it's your spouse or your children or your whatever. It's got to wait till we finish that part. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, the Lord tells us about this. I just finished mentioning this scripture. I press toward the mark. Everybody should be pressing. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus going forward. I'm pressing forward. I'm not looking back. I did what I could do about what was behind me when I came to Jesus and surrendered my life and yielded to the Holy Spirit. I'm going forward, and I'm not looking back anymore. I gave my back bears to Jesus Christ, and I kept going forward following him. I hope you did that too. So, in Philippians 3:14, we're told to do this. And the Christian family, saints, should be the example to the world of the family of God. That's why you see the family under attack so brutally. Why? Because it's in the family and the family structure that people who are not believers can actually see an example of God's family. They need something they can see and experience. And the Christian family ought to be that example of the family of God to the world. Amen? That's the truth. That's why you see all kind of mess going on. And there's a lot of mess. And you know, saints, I think one day soon, I don't know when, the Lord will tell me, We're going to be praying about the family and the family of God. The father family has the great responsibility of demonstrating love, demonstrating, listen to me, demonstrating, putting it on display through his life, demonstrating love, true love, not that phony stuff they put on TV, true encouragement, and discipline in the family. Now, that's just three of the things. There's a lot more, but those are three, the three very important. He should be mature. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 has some words for us. He should be mature. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I took some action. And what was the action Jesus expected? I put away childish things. I stopped speaking as a child. I stopped understanding as a child. I stopped thinking as a child. I put away childish things because I chose to become mature. Did you know you have to choose maturity? It's not going to fall on you. You must choose to mature and to grow up. You must choose maturity. You must take hold on maturity. You must embrace maturity. You must receive maturity. It doesn't come falling down like snowflakes from heaven. And that's one of the serious problems in our society. People don't want to grow up. They want to take childhood into adulthood. But the Bible says right here in 1 Corinthians 13:11 that you're not supposed to take childhood into adulthood. When you step into adulthood, you put away childishness. Childhood is gone. It came and it went. And unfortunately, in today's society, you see people who are supposedly adults. They want the title, but they don't want the responsibility. Amen. It's so. It's the truth. Pastor's just telling the truth. So he should be mature, and he should realize the magnitude and far-reaching effects of his role. That's right. Before any male begins as the head of household, of any household, he has to understand the importance of his role in the family and that it has very far-reaching effects on every single person in the family, himself included. This role should not be carried out by shouting commands to his wife and his children and then demanding submission from his wife. By the way, that won't work anyway. It doesn't work. That's not how the system was set up. That's not how it works. It just doesn't work that way. It simply does not. This role is to be carried out by so ordaining and ordering his own life in obedience to Jesus and his word. In other words, he's supposed to do it, carry this out, by getting himself did by God. He's supposed to allow the word to work in him and thereby bringing him into a place where he can see better, he can know better, he can think better, he can do better, and he can lead better. He's supposed to allow the work to have its full reign in his life. No area that is not touched by the Word of God. He's supposed to so allow the Holy Spirit to come in, to lead, guide, direct, and everything else the Holy Spirit needs to do so that his family looks at him and can understand the work of our Heavenly Father. Now, that's a tall order, but that's what he's called to do. That's a tall order. Yes, it is. But that's what he's called to do. And you can't shirk your way out of it either. It doesn't have a good ending if you try to shirk your responsibilities. Amen? Also, by showing unconditional and sincere love, always interested in the family more than other distractions. Always interested more in the family than in other distractions. In Romans chapter 13, verse 10, Romans chapter 13, verse 10, love, God's love moving through us, worketh no ill to his neighbor. Amen. That's the truth. He should so live his life before the Lord and his family that he wins the respect, admiration, confidence, love, and trust of his family. He should live such a stellar and holy life that his family wouldn't want to do without it. Mm-hmm. Amen. Psalm 127, verse 1 says to us, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. In other words, he cannot get this job accomplished. He cannot get these responsibilities carried out as pleasing to the Father without the Lord being an integral part, right in the middle, all in it, from the beginning. Not later on, after his wife has badgered him, would you please come to church? Would you please come to church? Would you please come to church? No. From the beginning, he ought to humble himself before the Lord and say, I can't do this without you, Jesus. That's what's supposed to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way it's supposed to be. He's not supposed to try to run off and do this without Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God. Supposed to be following God. As dear children, and walk in love. That's right. Walk in love with God, yourself, and those in your family. As Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. I know you're going to have to recast, but that's okay. We're going to keep going. Verse 21, Ephesians 5, beginning with verse 21. Amen. submitting yourself.
I could have sworn I left something out of here. I think it, let me open my Bible because I left something out of here. Amen. Ephesians 5, here I am. Okay. Starting with verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God, in the reverence of God. So if you're in this family and you all are not the husband and wife, you all are not submitting to one another, you're not reverencing God. You know, one of you is being told, you better submit to me. And the other one is walking around in a spirit of pride and vanity and a few other things. You're not fearing God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Plenty of room for repentance. Jesus is still receiving repentance. It's a good thing. Amen. So now, the first instruction we have here in this passage is that we are to submit ourselves one to another. That's right. Then it says, to the wives. God is telling her this. You can't tell her this. That's God's place. You know, I've seen men try to stand there and tell their wives that they ought to submit to them, blah, blah. No. Jesus Christ is talking to the wives. It's Jesus telling her to do this. She does it as unto the Lord. You can't supplant Jesus. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband. So all of you out there trying to get some woman to submit to you and you're not her rightful husband, what are you doing? She is to submit as unto the Lord. So what does that mean? Well, the Lord isn't going to ask her to do anything that's unclean or unvirtuous or unrighteous or not holy, not pure, not godly. And there's no reason for her to submit herself to ungodly behavior. Why? Because she belongs to Jesus Christ, and he's called her out of darkness into his marvelous light. She's been washed in the blood. She's clean, not unclean. She can't go back to the beggarly elements of the world. She belongs to Jesus. Amen? For the husband is the head of the wife. See, this is the illustration that the Father is giving. The husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He's trying to show the world how he set his family up. How do you know? Look at the Christian family. They're showing you a mirror image, so to speak, if you want to use those terms, of what the body of Christ is like. Even as Christ is the head of the church and is the savior of the body. Yes, he's the savior of your body. I'm going to say this again. Verse 21, submitting yourself. You have to do this yourself. Your mother-in-law has nothing to do with this. Submitting yourself one to another. It's a command of God. It's not a suggestion. In the fear or reverence of God, because you so honor God, you're going to do it, even when your flesh doesn't want to do it. Praise the Lord. Now that we understand how that works, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands,
Jesus is talking to the husband. Dwell with them. What them? You'll find out. According to knowledge. What knowledge? Knowledge of the word? Knowledge of them. That's right. Knowledge of the Lord. Dwell with them according to knowledge. You've got to have some to do this job. Giving honor. Yes, you are required. It's not a suggestion. It's a requirement that you give honor unto the wife. She isn't supposed to have to manipulate it out of you, and she should never try. She should just hand you over to the Lord Jesus and wait for you to get it. Giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, okay. Somebody gave this example, and I kind of thought it wasn't such a bad one, so I'll just use that for practical purposes. Think if you had some extremely fine crystal, extremely fine crystal. It's very delicate. It's very precious. It's very expensive. It almost can't be replaced at all. Well, you don't slap that around the way you do a punching bag now, do you? As unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together, you're inheriting something together, heirs together of the grace of life. Why? So that your prayers won't be hindered. So now how is it you're going to beat up on your wife, whether it's verbally, financially, physically, sexually, psychologically, emotionally, and have your prayers not be hindered? It's not going to work. And that's just the truth. Amen. Jesus doesn't beat up on the church, and he didn't give you permission to beat up on anybody. God has the answer to every problem. He first requires that the person be fully committed to him. Then the person must acknowledge that there is a problem and that they are a factor in the problem. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. But we say that if we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. That's the truth. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's the truth. You don't need any explanation. It's as straightforward as it can be. Periods and all. Amen. So, church, problem or problems must be committed to the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So, it's a command to cast all your care upon him. Hopefully you choose to obey the Lord. Sometimes we need to be reminded. So here we are being reminded. The problem not only must be committed to the Lord, but it must be left with the Lord for him to fix it. It does not say go over there and try to tinker with your mate. You're going to get out your Phillips head screwdriver, and you're going to have, you know, this light, and you're going to try to know. First of all, everyone is fearfully and wonderfully made. And since you weren't the creator, you don't know quite how she's made, or you don't know quite how he's made, and you don't know all the intricate details of the makings, I would suggest you leave it to the expert. And that would not be you. Amen? Amen. In Psalm 37, verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. He's going to take care of it, and that might be the best thing for you to do. I'm certain it is. Because if you jump in with your so-called expertise, it's going to be a mess. And you've tried it, and it's become a mess, and you're trying to now get out of the problem and the mess. Amen. God will help. Don't give up. God help. Amen. Remember we talked about it, that love covers? Amen. God knows how to work with human resistance until it is broken before him. Yes, he does. He knows how to work with everybody until he gets them to do what he's always wanted them to do. He knows how to get there. You don't necessarily know. Let the expert handle it. You know, there are things that, you know, you try to tinker on in out in the garage, and you come to the point that you realize, well, I don't have this skill set. I better leave this to the experts. Well, when it comes to tinkering with human beings, to the expert. So tonight, the Lord is going to deal with some devils that have been disrupting God's plans for the saints, for his saints. So those of you who want to participate, I advise you to get your cups or your tissues or your paper towels ready and prepare your heart for deliverance. Amen. Prepare your heart for deliverance. Amen. That is the thing to do. And we're going to begin straight away. I'm going to remind everyone up front about some things before we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. To the Lord, we have to repent, saints, and ask the Father for forgiveness of our sins. And if there's anybody that we have sinned with, be it sexually or any other way, we have to confess that to the Father. We have to forgive other people, and we have to forgive ourselves. When we call out these spirits, you're going to need to take a deep breath and cough from your gut, way down deep in your belly. And keep doing that because they're going to keep coming out. We're going to do some other things and cut some soul ties. We're going to do several things. But I want you to listen to this first. I'm just going to list some things. Divorce, separation, rebellion, aggression, anger, argument, belittling, cheating, criticism, malice, strife, stubborn warring, hate, self-deception, indecision, rejection, self-rejection, control, bitterness, accusation, criticism, cruelty, fault-finding, hurt, wounded spirit. That's just a few. If you said ouch to any of that, I hope you got your cups and your napkins ready because we're going into this. And we're not afraid of the devil at all. I want you to know that demons are passed from one person to another through many means, and one of them is through sexual sin. Sex with the opposite sex outside of marriage, sex with somebody that is not your spouse, sex with the same sex, as in with homosexuality or lesbianism, sex with minors, incest, sex with animals, all these kinds of things open doors for curses and demons. And I want you to know that devils have every right to stay if the person is walking in agreement with them. Sex devils and all kinds of devils have the right to stay. The person is giving them the right if the person is walking in agreement with them. So we are going to get started right now.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I take it by now you got your paper towels ready and you're ready to get started. So let's begin. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, Father, we come before your throne of mercy and grace. And we're here, Lord, because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ became sin for each of our sins, for all of our sins, for the sins of the whole world. And you encourage us to come to you and to confess our sins, because you want us saved, healed, delivered, and set free from the devil's bondage. And we now want that as well. Father, I am confessing my sin. Repeat after Pastor. Father, I am confessing my sin before you. And I am asking for your forgiveness. So I'm going to give you a second so that you can confess whatever your sin is before the Father. All right. Father, I ask for your forgiveness for my sin. I ask that you deliver me. I ask that you heal me. And I ask that you set me free from the devil's bondage in my life. Amen. I forgive, and I forgive others who have participated in sin with me. I forgive everyone who's ever hurt me or my family member. I surrender to you, Heavenly Father, all the bad feelings deep within my heart that I have for anybody, including myself. All the hurt, all the bitterness, all the disappointment, all the rejection. I turn it all over to you right now, because Jesus already died for all of it. I forgive myself, and I forgive and release others as well. Lord, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's your temple. I come to present my body as a living sacrifice to you. I ask for it to be holy and acceptable to you. I ask that you forgive me for defiling my body, because the Bible says that if I defile my body, you will destroy. So I ask you to forgive me and to send the destroyer away. I thank you, Father. I confess that part of my problem, Lord, was ignorance of your word, or I did not take your word seriously. Forgive me, Father. I was wrong.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ,
we come before you desiring to be clean and holy and acceptable to you. We come together as a body and members in particular. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, with the sword of the Spirit, I cut each of us free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, snare, lure, yoke of the enemy in Jesus' name. Every connection with bondage and the devil's kingdom, I cut us free in Jesus' name. I cauterize that from us, from each of us, in Jesus' name. I circumcise it from us now, in Jesus' name. If you have committed fornication or adultery, right now, tell the Lord that you repent, but you have to mean it from your heart. Father, we thank you for receiving repentance. And we repent of the guilt that comes with the sin, with the acknowledgement of sin. Amen. Jesus took our guilt for us. Father, I forgive myself for what I have done to myself and to others. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the marine kingdom and every believer's life that is participating in this deliverance right now in Jesus' name. We bind you in Jesus' name. We pull down every marine star in the name of Jesus Christ, and we hand the star over to God the Holy Spirit. We strip you of your crowns and all your pretended glory in Jesus' name. We strip you of your so-called kingdom and domain in Jesus' name. We strip you of your authority and rank in the name of Jesus. We strip you of these things, and we send you naked and stripped to the feet of Jesus to be judged. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you've enlisted and released warring angels to war over all of your people tonight in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over Asmodeus and Osmodeus, perversion, all oral and anal sex, all bestiality, all incest, all masturbation, every unclean act sexually we bind in the name of Jesus. We bind orgies and participation in group sex in Jesus' name. Whew. Come on out of God's people. Come out of God's people right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we remit everyone's sin and the sins of our ancestors, and we cut ourselves free from that curse line coming into us from what our ancestors have done. We break and destroy the line of curses coming to us in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind the devils that have entered in through those lines in Jesus' name. We tell you now, you must go in Jesus' name. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We sever every soul tie with anyone that we had sexual sin with in this life, even when we cannot remember the person or the event clearly. Things that were done to us, inflicted on us, when we were victims and could not help ourselves. Woo. Amen. Amen. We cut ourselves free from that soul tie, even the tie to the event itself. We call for your holy fire on those ties in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to disconnect, circumcise our minds from all uncleanness in Jesus' name, from all lust in Jesus' name, from all perversion in Jesus' name, from all unfaithfulness in Jesus' name. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit gather the parts of our fragmented minds from those that we have engaged with in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Ruka kakashanda rukohota. Break it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come out of God's people. Deep breath and cough. All those spirits that came in through wrong association. Ties to another person's soul that ought not to be circumcised from that in Jesus' name. The demons are bound. Go into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Deep breath and cough, saints. Deep breath and cough. I know some of you are already coughing. Father, we ask that the parts of our fragmented mind be brought under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in right order and right function in the name of Jesus Christ. We call, Father, for restoration to the mind in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your restoration, Lord, to the mind. Fire of God on the head. fire of God into the mind. Fire, right there. Fire of God into the mind, into the mind. Fire of God into the mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We welcome the peace of God in our minds. Oh, hallelujah. We welcome the peace of God in our minds in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all the strong men in Jesus' name. We break every ungodly, unholy, unrighteous soul tie in Jesus' name between the spirit and the person in Jesus' name. We bind divorce, separation, rebellion, aggression, anger, argument, belittling, deep breath and cough, saints, cheating, criticism, malice, strife, stubborn, warring, hate, self-deception, indecision, rejection, self-rejection, control, bitterness, accusation, criticism, cruelty, fault-finding, hurt, wounded spirit, confusion, vertigo, greed, never satisfied, restlessness, barren womb, pride, destruction, overpowering tendencies, locust, passion, lust, fire which consumes, destroyer, burning with passion, rejection, adultery, king of evil spirits, treacherousness, prince of demons, impetuousness, Beelzebub, impurity, lord of the flies, psychic activity, Satan, jealousy, chief of demons, religious, Baal, the prince, extreme excesses, lord of heaven, spiritual death, there's a devil that calls himself that, prince of scorpions, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the pride of life, torture, rage, Abaddon, matrimonial discord, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, and Apollyon. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people. Come up and out of God's people in the name of Jesus. If you're married, forgive your spouse. This is a great time to forgive your spouse of anything they've done that did not please you in Jesus' name and did not please the Lord. Father, we bind generational incubus and succubus demons in the night. We bind them, and we bind them to Asmodeus and Osmodeus spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We close the gateway of fantasy and make-believe in Jesus' name. And we bind those devils. We command them to come up and out of the people of God. Come up and out of God's people right in the name of Jesus Christ. Go into the cage. Spirits of harm that come from humans, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit that would harm, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. You have no right to be there. These people belong to Jesus. They're the body of Christ. They're his. Yes, they are. They're his in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit of homosexuality in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of lesbianism, you're bound, and it's supporting demons. We bind them to the strong man, and we call them all out at once in Jesus' name. Every spirit of sexual impurity, every spirit of sexual lust, every spirit of incest, every spirit that brings sex with a minor, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, lusting after naked bodies, of minors in Jesus' name, pedophile, you're bound in Jesus' name. All pedophilia demons are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people. Bestiality, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people. Incest, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All of these unclean spirits that have come in, spirit husbands and spirit wives. No, it's a demon with the spouse's face on top. And you're engaged with that spirit instead of actually with your spouse. You're bound in Jesus' name, the fire of God to come upon you and destroy you and consume you in the name of Jesus. Everybody, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. We bind in everlasting chains the principalities, powers, might, and dominion in every name that is named,
not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And every wicked spirit, every dark angel, every evil angel, every familiar spirit, ancestral spirit, unclean spirit, python spirit, spirit wife, spirit husband, imp, every demon, every power from the grave that forms barriers, watches these gates, enforces these walls, binds these yokes, and every smith that forms these weapons, we bind you and we cast you out of your position of power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ with the finger of God. Come up and out of God's people in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In agreement with our Lord Jesus Christ, from the book of Isaiah, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waves, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse and army and the power. They shall lie down together and they shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. We take authority and dominion and power and destroy every snare of the fowler, snares of poverty, snares of backwardness, snares of stagnation, snares of procrastination, snares of sabotage, snares connected to the bloodline curses, snares from ancestral spirits, snares of mammon, poverty, and fear that form a threefold cord that are time released to block, hinder, and discourage at the point of every breakthrough in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus in Jesus' holy name. Father, we send Satan and his camp into confusion and their ability to bring snares such as we have mentioned, snares of being in the right place at the wrong time, snares of being a day late and a dollar short, snares of the shame from the past, snares of too little, too late, snares of if I woulda, coulda, shoulda. We uncover, we uproot, we dismantle, we purge and destroy with your all-consuming fire every known and unknown deep secret snare in our lives in Jesus' holy name. And destroy with the fire of the Holy Ghost every snare that's connected to family secrets in the name of Jesus Christ. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God, in him will we trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Deep breath and cough, everybody. Deep breath and cough, everybody, in the name of Jesus Christ. Deep breath and cough. Heavenly Father, we ask you to remove every threefold cord barrier that has been caused by sin, disobedience, and not tithing consistently. Father, we repent and confess our faults and seek your forgiveness so that we can receive the finances to start giving and tithing consistently in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We declare that you, Father, for the supremacy that's in Jesus Christ, that he has power over Satan and over all his hosts in the name of Jesus. And you have made us more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. And, Father, you are able to make all grace abound toward us, that we, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We thank you for your divine protection in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. No weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that shall rise in judgment against us shall be condemned. We condemn it now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We have a strong city. Salvation shall God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. We thank you, Father. The Bible says that the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light and thy God thy glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forevermore. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ.
We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. Hallelujah. We take authority, dominion, and power, Father, over every Ahab spirit in Jesus' name. Spirits of abdicating leadership, aggression, angry, bitterness. Spirits that leave things of God to the wife. She'll take care of religion. No, that's not the will of God. We bind spirits of lust, disregarding the spiritual and preferring sensual worldly women. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind pride. We bind communication breakdowns due to pride. We bind pornography. We bind conditional love in Jesus' name. We bind pouting and sulking, childish behavior, acting like a spoiled brat. We bind passive quitter. We bind competition between husband and wife. We bind satanic covenants in the spirit, covenants that you made in witchcraft and Masonic orders, wherever they have may have been made, even in childhood. We bind those covenants in Jesus' name. We bind being covetous, misunderstanding, manipulating women, no order, no peace, no unity, and joblessness. We bind in Jesus' name. We bind compromise. We bind clashing conflict. But we bind considering the things of God trivial or unimportant. We bind calling evil good and good evil. We bind displeased, degradation, dirty stories, and disobedience, rejection, emotional cripple, resentment, separation and divorce, scared, tragic mistake, unemotional, upset, worldly worship, religious confusion, mammon worship, success and profit, promotion and wealth, idolatry, impotence, the god of sports, hobbies, and technology. We bind in the name of Jesus Christ, deep breath and cough, the god of jobs, the god of sex and perversion, goddess worship failure. We bind in Jesus' name, fearful, fear of getting hurt, fear of women, homosexuality, emasculated. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, effeminate. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Filth, vile behavior, following the sins of the father and the grandfather and the great-grandfather, following sins, especially sexual and emotional sins of the father, heavy-spirited, hatred of women, bitter against women, hurt. We bind you all in the name of Jesus. You can't go forward in Jesus Christ with this. You have to let it go. Take a deep breath and cough. Take a deep breath and cough. Take a deep breath and cough. We bind spirits of passivity. We bind spirits of vanity, flattering lips, and a double heart. We bind in Jesus' name. We bind abdicating leadership, stoicism, lethargy, lack of force, ineptness, lack, negligent, overindulgent, passivity, inactivity, inertness, indifference, sluggish, idleness, slothful, indolent, impotence, people pleaser, wishy-washy, weakling, indecisive, inferiority, castration, slack, indifference, stupor, drowsiness, heaviness, fatigue, weariness, heavy sleep, catalepsy, narcolepsy, dreaminess, frustration, incompetence, uselessness, effeminacy, sloppiness, leniency, brooding, drone, dummy, avoidance, loafer, sluggard, failure, pliability, vacillating, inadequacy, emasculated, stagnation, procrastination, dullness, and apathy. Bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a deep breath and cough that out. We rob your house, you spirits of anger, including all hidden emotions, and we cast you out with the finger of God in Jesus' name. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ.
anger, hidden anger, hidden wrath, aggression, hidden aggression, hurt, hidden hurt, macho man, cantankerous, oversensitive, glumminess, bitter, hidden bitterness, self-hatred, hatred of mother, women, wife, old girlfriends, present girlfriends, etc. Unforgiveness, mean, touchy, hidden unforgiveness, resentment, hidden resentment, temperamental, misunderstanding, retaliation, rejection, hidden rejection, retaliation, rejection, and hidden rejection, competition, separation, divorce, murder, rage, and hidden rage, manipulative spirit, underneath, we bind you in Jesus' name. We're coming down to the layer where you are, all these manipulative devils in the name of Jesus Christ, trying to work what God does not want. Conditional love, we bind you in Jesus' name. Play acting, false personality, insincerity, covetousness, pouting, childishness, greed, worship of material things, compromise, bad temper, ambition, temper tantrum in adults and children, temper tantrum, irritability, surly, rebellion spirits, we bind you in Jesus' name and we cast you out. Rebellion, little boy, disobedience, hidden jealousy, playboy, envy, deceit, irresponsibility, selfishness, self-centeredness, hidden rebellion, witchcraft, hidden envy and pride. Peter Pan, you know I'll never grow up. We bind you in Jesus' name. Criticism, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Bind all the house of confusion, family of those kinds of spirits in Jesus' name. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. We bind confusion, Babylon, irresponsibility in money matters, mental problems, tragic mistakes, no discipline, no rules, fantasy problems, no discipline, no rules. For those of you that are females that are heading a household, there must be discipline and there must be rules for your children to grow up as the Lord would have them to. No peace, fantasy, forgetfulness, disunity, inappropriate, indecision. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Fear. We're kind of steal full of your devils. Yes, and you're going out too. Fear, hidden fear, general fear, hysterical fears, panic attacks, paralyzing fear, lack of confidence, depression, escape, cowardice, timidity, fear of women, fear of men, melancholy, quitter. We bind all the Ahab house of immaturity spirits. We bind them and we cast them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody, just take a deep breath and cough all those devils out. Tell them out. They got to go in Jesus' name. There's no place for them to stay in the name of Jesus. Immaturity, childish self-will, neglect of manly responsibility, double-minded, childish behavior, neglect of fatherly duties, neglect of husband's duties, arrested development, reliable, wavering, indecisive, spoiled little boy, manager of time and money. We cut the apron string in the name of Jesus. We circumcise the apron strings in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Reiki sile le de osura baba shi arakise yera kuha yala la 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 kushete o rekise de arakaha la 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 tarabrise mama shuru koho le le dia sahara kaha de abrike de dia. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh, saith the word of God.
we sever and circumcise the apron strings in the name of Jesus. An ungodly dependence on the parent, and family and relatives in Jesus' name. Every spirit that comes to hinder cleaving to your wife, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ and we command it to come out. Find unspiritual sins of the father, drugs, alcohol, debauchery. We bind you in Jesus' name. No concern for a spiritual life, workaholic, God, a sport, electronic, job, the belly, whatever, hobbies in Jesus' name. A light attitude, leaving spiritual things to women. Calling evil good and good evil, idol worship, unrepentant, no reverence or fear of God, and no desire to please God. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind spirits of castration, dirty stories, degradation, dirty old man, impotent, lust for material things, perversion, liking sensual, worldly, lust-filled women, emasculated, filthy mouth and mind, obscenity, sexuality, pornography, voyeurism in Jesus' name, and the rest of Ahab's network, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We command all these spirits to come up and out of God's people in the name of Jesus, come right up and out in Jesus' name. All of these spirits that we called out tonight, you come out. All these family devils, all these devils coming down the family line, people trying to be a Christian, and you're still in there hiding out, but not anymore. Now, all those judgmental and critical devils, you come out too, forever judging somebody else and not looking in the mirror. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. There is but one righteous judge, and it's not you, in the name of Jesus. And the ungodly criticism that comes with it. We bind worldly spirits, pride, ego, vanity, no respect for wife, confusion, for unforgiveness, organ failure, pornography, fantasy, judgmental, immorality, lying, selfishness, jealousy, lawlessness, demonic reigns, retarded, enchantments, and worldly gods in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind spirits of whoredom, unfaithfulness, adultery, in spirit, soul, or body, prostitution, love of money, idolatry, chronic dissatisfaction, inordinate love for food, fornication, and pornography. We bind you, all the spirits of bondage, we bind you, seducing spirits, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind spirits of error, we bind superiority spirits, aggression, animosity, belittling, criticism, cruelly, cursing, independence, judging, Ahab, Jezebel, murder, selfishness, and wickedness. We bind all eating spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Fantasy sex, we bind you in Jesus' name. Lechery, lewdness, evil dreams, lust, trickiness. The immorality, whoredom, promiscuous, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus Christ. We bless his name. We bless his holy name. We bind sexual impurities in Jesus' name.
We bind spousal abuse. We bind incest. You can be free. Yes, Jesus Christ will come and set you free. Just call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Come on out. Come out. And don't you tear him. Make yourself small in Jesus' name. Make yourself small in Jesus' name. So we bind rejection, rebellion, and bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, violence, anger, retaliation, murder, memory recall, vengeance, sex. We bind in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Controlling devils, having demonic control of persons, domination, witchcraft, possessiveness, conniving, and manipulation. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Yes. Praise the Lord. Somebody is getting free. Amen. Somebody is getting free. I want you to take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to come in to fill all those empty places. Heavenly Father, we ask for the Lord Jesus Christ to fill us to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and holy fire, burning out all of these demons in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you take these deliverances to completion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Break it in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people. Let them go. Father, we ask that all these demons that have been cast out be caged and sent to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every one of you. Every one of you. We bind you. We bind all retaliations, all blowbacks. In the name of Jesus Christ, all retaliation of the enemy against the deliverance minister and against those who are being delivered. Come up and out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We send back all your retaliations, all your weapons of warfare, Satan, against the people who participated and got free and the people who prayed for them to get free. And the people and the one who administered the deliverance, we bind you. We send you into the cage and all your retaliating devils, all of them, all blowback. All I'm going to get even with you for casting the devils out. Yes, we bind you in Jesus' name. We send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment too. And all the ones that would come behind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of witchcraft is bound in Jesus' name. All spirits of witchcraft are bound in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father. We thank you. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, saints, tomorrow some of you might have to fast. You might have to fast. That's right, because God's still working, still working. This is not a microwave, you know. This is a process. He's still working. Give him time. You're going to be getting delivered over the weeks to come. Amen. The devils have been told they have to leave, and they have to go. There's no question about it. They must leave in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, Brother Bill has been kind enough to put our list of things we do to help stay delivered. We pray in tongues. We pray in the Spirit as much as possible. We listen to the King James Version of the Bible as much as possible. We play it over us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We read the Word, and we turn off the electronic toys,
The toys have to go. We bind the magic touch, and we don't let anybody lay hands on us. We worship the Lord with blood songs like, oh, the blood of Jesus. We obey the word, and we read the featured e-book. Every attack that comes, we return to the sender in Jesus' name. We get out of the flesh, we stay out of the flesh, and we walk in the spirit. Amen? We meet with the Lord every day, same time, same place, same God. We don't do deliverance on others or lay hands on them. We don't want to get their demons and all the demons that have ever been with them or associated with them, and you don't want to be seven times worse. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You're going to be getting deliverance for a while now. So if you're married to somebody who is not saved, you need to ask the Lord to give peace with your spouse so that they don't want to immediately come together with you. We'll put it that way. Amen? Amen. Because you know when you come together, you have to bind the demons. And you have to get some self-deliverance after you come together. Amen? The Lord. Now we all understand how that really does work. And tonight, we're going to pray. And Brother Marshall, whenever I can find him, we're going to pray about the following things. Loss of jobs and businesses due to COVID. We're going to pray about border issues and illegal immigrants. And I didn't spell that right, did I, Jesus? We're going to pray about Hurricane Elsa that's in Barbados. That's right. We're going to pray about that. We're going to pray about the fact that Facebook is now asking select persons to identify friends that might be called extreme. Mm-hmm. That would be like you and me. We're going to pray about social media leading accounts of those who question the world's COVID narrative, because we know it's not the truth to begin with. We're going to pray about big tech branding people as dangerous extremists. So now they think it's their job to determine what a dangerous extremist is. And we're going to pray about some people in France tonight, that the French Senate is considering mandatory vaccines for age 24 to 59 years old people. That's right. That is right. And we don't want that spirit to spread. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray about those things tonight, but right now we're going to stop for a moment. And we're going to thank the Lord and give him praise for our deliverances tonight. We're going to thank the Lord and give him praise for our deliverances tonight. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the healing and deliverance that we're received tonight in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We worship you, Lord. Now, saints, if you recast the broadcast, you'll get some more deliverance. That's right. If you recast the broadcast, you will receive more deliverance. Some of you that have never even been married, that stuff is down in your family lines, and it'll come out of you too. That's right. It'll come out. It's been down in there, buried down in there somewhere, just waiting for an opportunity to cause you problems. We're not going to let them get away with that. Amen. No, we're going to call the devil out in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I think I found Brother Marshall. Let's see. Marshall, is that you?
You hear me?
Yes, hello? I can hear you now.
Hello?
Hear you now.
Wow. We thank you, Father, for this ongoing stuff. Thank you,
you don't sound too good on this line. You sound like you're breaking up.
Really?
Yeah, you sound like you're breaking up.
Do you see the cell phone?
Amen.
Number?
Okay, that's terrible. Okay. We're working this out. And
I still got the cell phone going.
Okay. Now that's much better. I can hear you clear.
I don't know what number you went to. Did you go that one beginning area code 20 or did you go on the 1610?
I went to 6.
Okay, that's why you couldn't hear me. Okay, I'll turn off the landline.
So you want me to turn that one on?
Wait a minute. There we go. You can hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the technology. Thank you, Lord, for the connection. We give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing. Give you praise, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace in time of need with our big brother Jesus because of the blood of the covenant. And we thank you, Father, even as your children in Nehemiah 9:2, and it says, and the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. We confess our personal sins and our familiar spirits, the iniquities of our forefathers, and we thank you for the deliverance tonight. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us and deliver us all, and all the saints around all over the earth. The earth belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof, even the people who haven't given themselves to Jesus yet. We all belong to you, Lord, and we give you praise and honor and glory. And you said in your word, in Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. And we confess and forsake all those personal sins and generational iniquities, including presumption and pride and rebellion and idolatry and all those nasty things. And we thank you, Father, because of the blood of Jesus, because Jesus poured out his soul, his blood, to redeem us back from the devil. Because you said in Leviticus 17:11, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I, God, I, Jesus, have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for this, for the soul. We think of making an atonement. Jesus gave his soul in exchange for our souls. Just like the spies said to Rahab in wherever that is, in Joshua chapter 2, our souls for yours if you keep the covenant. We know, Lord Jesus, you always keep covenant. Help us to keep the covenant with you the way you are, walking in the Spirit, walking in love, the way you are under the unction of your Spirit. You told us to seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually. Because it's not by our human strength, Lord. You say, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits or do whatever you want us to do, and your sheep hear your voice. So we come before you, ask you to make all of our prayers effectual and fervent. We commit our works unto you, Lord, that our thoughts may be established continually in Jesus' name. Even as it is written in Psalm 37:5, we commit our way unto you, Lord. We trust also in you, and you will bring it to pass. Help us, Lord, to pray the way you want concerning these issues that Sabrina's already read through, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, we know that the great majority of these, it appears to, at least to me, as the Holy Spirit is revealing to me, a lot of this is caused by ungodly control. People in some small group of people in positions of authority somehow wiggle their way into those positions of authority in different areas, not just in France, in different nations, are trying to control other people against their God-given will. And it is a will that you give us, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, to help us to overcome the wiles and schemes of the devil in Jesus' name. We come joyfully before your throne of grace to say thank you, Father, for forgiving all of our sins and iniquities. For when we confess them, you're faithful and just to forgive us because of the blood of the covenant. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Revelation 1:5-6 especially. We thank you for the privilege of being cut up with your kings and priests, Father, in Jesus' name. And we come before your throne, Father, with our big brother Jesus. And you said, in Isaiah 59:19, so they that fear the name of the Lord, so shall they fear the name of the Lord, in Isaiah 59:19, they will fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, or shall seem to come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And we ask you to do so, Father, because you said that in your word. You would do so, Father, and we give you praise and honor and glory for doing so, Lord, in Jesus' name. And you said, the Lord is my shepherd, not just somebody else's shepherd, for each and every one of us, individual and saints in your prayer languages, but as the Holy Spirit inspires you.
The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So, Father, we ask you to deliver all the saints and all those that are providing services and needs for the saints, Father God, and those that are coming into the body of Christ, to deliver them from the plans of the enemy, from this bioweapon, as many people are calling it, and this plandemic, as some people have called it, which seems to be a fairly accurate description, but of course I don't know much. I'm just a gorgeous hunk of dust. But your Holy Spirit knows everything, Lord, and he knows what's going on in the dark and the shadows. We ask you to deliver each and every one of us, all this spirit, trying to steal, kill, and or destroy, including loss of jobs and businesses in Jesus' name, not just businesses that people are working that are saints, but the businesses that also help the saints, Father, in Jesus' name, even as we've experienced from the different attacks through the cyber warfare in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver us from every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name. As we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace, Father, we thank you for saving us and delivering us. And we know you want all people to be saved, Father. But you said if anyone is lost because their minds are blinded by the God of this world, you just by faith in your word to bind Satan and get him out of our friend's life, according to Matthew 18:18, Matthew 16:19, Satan, and Matthew 12:29, and Mark 3:27, you, Satan, the mind blinder, perpetually, continually bound. Every mind blinding spirit, every spirit of ungodly control, every one of your underlings, Satan, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, trying to steal jobs, businesses, trying to steal people's freedoms, are perpetually bound. You and all your underlings are bound, Satan, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, including spirits trying to bring people across the borders in the United States, yes, the southern border, and any other border as well, in Jesus' name, and any other means, kind of through the air or any other means, whatever they might be. I don't know what they might be, if there's tunnels, if there's anything else, Father, and through the different ports, and whether it be California or any of the ports, in Jesus' name, we ask you, Father God, through the containers that are brought in on the ships, we ask you to deliver us from every ungodly plan and scheme and wile of the enemy, especially concerning the border issues, that particularly the southern border issue, affecting primarily Texas and Arizona, I think it is. And we thank you, Father God, for raising up people in those nations, even the governor of Florida sending help to the governor of Texas and Arizona with police or whatever, with military help from the different states and the state level, Father God, to protect the people in the states, particularly in the southern border. And we ask for your divine help in the natural and in the spiritual. We thank you for sending warring, linking angels in to fight for each one of us. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about those that fear you, Lord, and delivers them. We thank you, Lord, for your favor is a huge shield that goes all the way around. Thank you for being a wall of fire round about and the glory. And we thank you for your glory for defense, as is written in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5, and the glory of children of their fathers. You know how to protect your children, those that are coming into the body of Christ, as we've been praying. Yes, all the children, even those that are being brought across the border illegally, Father God, against their own will, Father God, to be brought in for the sex trade or other perversions, Father, we ask you to deliver those children as well. Deliver all the children, Father God, the children of believers, the children of unbelievers, those that are being sold by their own parents, Father God, and those that are being used in any ways that are offensive to you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, for your mercies that are new this day and every day. And you said in your word in Job chapter 38, beginning in verse 8, and this is concerning the hurricane Elsa, which is apparently in the Barbados, according to Sabrina. It says in Job 38, starting in verse 8, Who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth, as if it had issued out of the womb, when I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up forth my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, God said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further. Here shall thy proud waves be stayed. We bind all these marine spirits and all the spirits stirring up and trying to control the weather and the atmosphere contrary to Father God's perfect plans. We speak shalom to the weather and the atmosphere, because Jesus said, the things I have done, you will do in greater things than these. And we do this in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19, in Jesus' name. But then we tried to come in, you know, it's one or two, and they have to leave like seven, at least they have to flee at least seven ways in Jesus' name, coming against all the saints and every witchcraft curse sent against any one of us through the weather, through the border issues, and all these other issues in Jesus' name. Every witchcraft curse, I returned at least sevenfold. Continue repetition. Heads of the spirits of the Son, do those spirits intended to do us in Jesus' name. Every member of the body of Christ, each member of the body of Christ, all their family members, and all those coming into the body of Christ, including the children, in Jesus' name. We speak blindness to eyes, and muteness to mouths, and they only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertaining to all the saints and those coming into the body of Christ that will be saints shortly in God's time frame in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your divine desire for God our Savior to have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And we pray for those who are despitefully using us, those that are in positions of authority in Facebook and various social media and big tech situations in the French Senate, that you save the souls of those that can be saved. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. Draw them to the Lord Jesus. Give them to the Lord Jesus, Father. Write their names in the Lamb's Book of Life, those that can repent, Father, in Jesus' name. Those that have not completely given their hearts to the devil, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to save those that can be saved. We thank you for those coming forth from Twitter, whistleblowers coming forth and speaking the truth. Project Veritas. We thank you for those uncovering what's really going on, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory for uncovering what needs to be uncovered in your time frame, in Jesus' name. Even as you revealed to Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as those who were given Jewish names with us, the names they got in Babylon, when they got together and they prayed according to Matthew 18:19 before it was written, because you were no respecter of persons, Father, and you heard their prayers, and they prayed that you would reveal to them what the king had in the dream. And you can reveal to us what the people in the dark are doing, even as you did to the prophet when the Assyrian army was coming against the Jewish people. And that's why Elijah had to rely on your Holy Spirit and your obedient angels, Father God, to show him what to do. And we thank you, Lord, for continually delivering us and speaking blindness to the eyes of the enemy in Jesus' name. And those from Facebook are now asking people to tattle on their so-called friends that they think are inappropriate because they're not going along with the witchcraft mind control agenda of the New World Order, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to cause the friends to have a little check in their spirit, to not tattle on their friends, not cause the teenagers to tattle on their parents. We ask you, Father God, because the heavens do rule. The Most High rules in the kingdom of men, give it to whomsoever you will. And Father God, we speak confusion, division to the enemy's camp, even as Sabrina's already said, and we're in agreement, Father God, that even if people are trying to tattle, that you'll break the communications to those at Facebook that are trying to get that information, Father God, and they'll not be able to get it, especially coming against any one of your saints and those that are coming into the body of Christ. And we thank you for divine intervention, and we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. We thank you, including from the social media, trying to delete accounts of those who question the so-called New World Order agenda concerning the bioweapon that they want to pretend was just a spontaneous surprise vaccine that wasn't really planned and paid for by all those people in the various high levels in Jesus' name. And Father God, we ask you, Father God, to bring everything into the light that needs to be brought into the light in Jesus' name, even as you tell us you will do in Luke 12:2, in Jesus' name. But you said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. So we ask you to bring to light what's really going on in Facebook and social media and big tech and the French Senate controlling them, what spirits are controlling them, what ghost is making them try to do these things, what puppet master is controlling those even in the high levels in different areas and political realms and different nations, Father God, in Jesus' name. Bring to light what needs to be brought to light in your time and cause the body of Christ particularly to wake up, even the people who wake up politically, but especially the body of Christ to wake up to really what's going on, Father. Teach me and teach all of us how to pray. Said the effectual fervor and prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Well, none of us were born righteous. No, 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 not one. Only one is holy. Only one is he's the Holy One and the Just, the Lord Jesus, even as written in Acts 3:14, he's the Holy One and the Just. Even as Sabrina was referring to, Jesus is the only one who's just, but he makes us just as ever we never sinned. When we were washed in his blood, we'll receive his soul, his life, his blood, drink into one spirit with him. So, Father, we thank you for the divine deliverance. We ask you for a continued ongoing deliverance. You said, whosoever for all whosoever. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Deliver some. All the agenda, all the witchcraft agenda, trying to control the border issues, trying to control the Facebook agenda concerning what they call extreme, the social media, deleting of accounts of those who question their false narrative, Father God, their ungodly mind control agenda, Father God, and all the witchcraft agendas are trying to control people's minds. Satan, you, the mind blender, remain perpetually bound, and all your underlings are perpetually bound, including every spirit of ungodly fear are perpetually bound. Every one of your underlings are perpetually bound in Jesus' name, including all ungodly labeling of people, trying to cause division, trying to cause warfare, even in the United States of America, and not to mention other nations, trying to turn one brother against another brother, one sister against another sister, in Jesus' name. When it doesn't matter what we look like, what it matters, they're just trying to get us to hate each other, because that way, kind of, the people that are actually behind the global agenda, kind of, they can come in and mop up and take this nation, including those people. And Father God, we pray for those in leadership, Father God, that are behind a lot of this stuff, and whatever nation it is, whether it's the Communist Chinese Party or whether it's in Russia or whether it's in the Vatican, wherever it is, Father God, those people that are behind the agenda, Father God, and the 150 global elite that are behind the agenda, the likes of the different people that you know who they all are, Father. And Jesus, we ask you, Father God, to deliver the children, the big children, the big children from these people trying to turn one against another, to bring about civil unrest, trying to bring about, they've been trying to do this for a long time. And we thank you, Father God, for giving the patriots and the people in this country, particularly the Christians, the ability to be at peace. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Because we know our battle's not against the people. No, our battle's against spirits. And we know that some of these people in high levels have spirits. And we thank you, Father God, that you gave people wisdom in the past. How about the midwives in Egypt when Pharaoh told them to take all the Jewish baby boys and put them in the river and kill them as soon as they're born? And they didn't. So Pharaoh was upset. And what did they do? They weren't obedient to the mind control of that realm at that time because they feared God. Give people a holy reverence, a holy, holy, holy fear of the living God who created heaven and earth, Father, instead of the fear of the devil and his little agenda, Father God. And what did those midwives do? They just said, oh, the Jewish women, they're not like the people in Egypt. These are strong ladies, and they just bring forth their babies before the midwife even shows up. So we don't have a chance to kill their baby boys. We're so terribly sorry. We're trying to do your dirty, dastardly deeds, Pharaoh, but we can't do it because these women are so strong. And they stood up to protect God's children. And we thank you, Father God, for causing many to stand up against the demonic laws that they're trying to pass, Father God, concerning the border issues, concerning the social media, the big tech, branding the peoples as dangerous extremists, and even in the French Senate, Father God, cause people to stand up in this nation, in France, and every nation, Father God, to people to question the demonic agendas, Father God, to steal, kill, and or destroy. Why is it, Father God, that they're trying to make young people, even as young as 24, even in this nation, even teenagers and children, to take an emergency authorization use only vaccine, which isn't really even a vaccine. It's just to control people's DNA. It's just to control their minds, just to take control of their bodies and try to change their DNA so they're not really creating the image of God anymore. They're creating the image of some other thing, and they're actually owned by a corporation. What a demonic, demonic plan. Father, we ask you, Father God, these people, some people actually think the vaccines, and there's some of them probably related to me and others listening, Father, they actually think the vaccines are helpful, and if they really believe that, well, maybe they can receive it with thanksgiving, and maybe you can change it, Father God, but you need to change their hearts so they don't end up in hell, because you don't want people to be in idolatry, but you don't want people to bow the knee to Satan in any area, and we don't want this nonsense from the French Senate to spread to any other nation. And Father God, we ask you to overturn it because the heavens do rule. And Daniel made that really, really, really clear in Daniel chapter 4. Father God, in Jesus' name, around verse 25, etc., he said that according to the Most High rule, the kingdom of man, a gift to whomsoever he will. And we ask you to overturn, and we ask you to intervene, Father God, in Jesus' name, in the affairs of men. In Jesus' name, because Nebuchadnezzar said at the last verse of Daniel chapter 4, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Well, King Nebuchadnezzar had been overturned, and he was walking in pride. He got to eat a lot of grass for 7 years and be out there grazing like an ox, Father God. But you restored his mind and his heart. Restore the hearts and minds of those that can have their hearts and minds restored, even in the French Senate, Father God, in Jesus' name. You gave Daniel the ability to chasten the senators in Egypt, Father God, in Jesus' name. When Pharaoh put him in second command, in Jesus' name, he could chasten the senators. We ask you to put someone in charge in the spirit realm or whatever it is to chasten those senators, chasten their hearts, Father God, and bring them the gift, grant them the gifts of repentance, to acknowledge the truth, that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil, that they should realize there is a legal precedent, Father God, even when the Nazis tried to force the Jewish prisoners to accept ungodly medical intervention that was not approved, Father God. And what was it called? I should remember what that's called. That's an international law. You cannot force anyone to take anything that's experimental against their will, in Jesus' name. And we ask that that be brought to the forefront, Father God, in France as well as in this nation and every nation, that people will be able to keep their bodies holy for the Lord and not bow their knee to Satan, even as they tried to bow to a false idol, and Daniel would not do it. He refused to do it, went to the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to do it, and they were put in the fiery furnace, Father God, in Jesus' name. Help the people to have, as Sabrina was praying for the men, to have boldness, Holy Ghost boldness, not just because they happen to have a little testosterone or whatever. No, to have a boldness that only comes from the Holy Ghost, Father God, in Jesus' name. You said in the last days I'll pour forth of my spirit upon all flesh. We ask you to do so, Father God, afresh. In your fresh anointing, the anointing that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy. And wake up the body of Christ, wake up the sleeping giant. We think of that liquid life as that brother got from his vision, Father God, in July of 1961 in Canada, Father God. For not just North America, all of North America, including for Canada, deliver our brothers and sisters in Canada, Father God. They're undergoing tremendous persecution. The body of Christ and they're undergoing ridiculous persecution in Canada, and it's been spreading, Father God. And we ask to deliver us from that. And I cast away any workers, even the thing I said, and I repent, Father. But I ask you, Father God, to push it way, way back from whence it came. And we thank you, Father God, for waking up the body of Christ in this nation, Father God, in Jesus' name, as many have been praying, Father God, because you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. And maybe that's with fasting. And maybe it's just getting down on our knees and saying, I cast all my cares on you, Lord, because you care for me. And we do. We cast all of our cares on you, Lord Jesus, because we don't know what to do. But our battle, the battle's not ours. The battle's yours, Lord. We're keeping our eyes fixed on you, Lord. We don't fix our eyes on what the devil's doing. He's jumping up and down trying to get everybody all upset about this, that, and the other thing. But we look to you, Lord, and you're not worried. You're not biting your nails. You're in complete peace, and that will keep him in perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee. So we cast all of our cares on you, so that my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. We ask you to spread that across Europe, the United States, and every nation, Father God, every nation, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, every nation, yes, China too. And we know there are many, many actual true believers in China, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for waking up the body of Christ all over your earth, Father God. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we ask for your divine help and intervention in every one of these areas. And the saints said, amen and amen, in agreement in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. And we know, Father God, you cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. And you said in the end of Psalm 91, because he set his love upon me, therefore I deliver him. We love you, Abba. Love you, Jesus. Love you, Holy Ghost. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. And I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We thank you for showing us your salvation. Because, Father God, you set forth your Son. You put him on. You didn't personally put him there, but you allowed all those things to come to pass where Jesus was on that tree, taking our cup of cursing. And we thank you for that, Father, whom God set forth to be a propitiation, to be a substitute and a sacrifice, through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, to the forbearance of God, and we repent, renounce any spirits of ungodly fear and pride and presumption, trying to save our own lives, because we know we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto the death, because we don't have to protect ourselves, because we have somebody who's much, much stronger and bigger than any of us. No, much, much, much stronger and bigger than whoever the strongest person is in the military or whoever, much, much stronger. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He has all power in heaven and earth, and he loves us with a perfect love. And that perfect love casts out all fear. He has to deliver us all, continually deliver us all, and that will enable us to pray under the unction of your Spirit, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask you to pour forth of your Spirit, because you promised to do so, Father. And we know we've prayed previously, Father God, even as you pointed out, not only in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, but in, where is that, Lord? In Isaiah, that's where it is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. You said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. Boy, they need that in some parched places, Lord. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And we ask you to do so, Father. Be it each and every one that we've interceded for, all the family members of every believer, all the children of every believer, everyone we've been interceding for, hunger and thirst for righteousness, Lord, all my family members, even those who've gone off to take the jab thinking they're doing a smart thing, and those connected related to any of us that have done similar things, Father God. Father God, we ask you, Father God, deliver us all from the spirit of pride. Well, I'm so smart I got the job. I'm so smart I didn't get the job. We repent and renounce every spirit of pride and all kinds of pride. We ask you to deliver each one, including those we've interceded for. And we ask you to pull forth of your Spirit upon all the descendants of every believer, all Pat Holiday's descendants, Sabrina Sessions' grandmother's descendants. I had a great uncle in the French Huguenot business when he was put in prison, Father God, because he wouldn't bow the knee to the religious establishment of that time and bow to Rome or whatever, and you delivered him, Father God. So all of his descendants, including my sister, Kenny, and I ask you to deliver each one, Father God. Give each one a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, and all the family members of every believer in Jesus' name. And we thank all of Donald Trump's great aunts, descendants, family members. Yes, not just Donald Trump. And we ask you to help Donald Trump to complete the work you put him on this earth to complete, Father God. We know his great aunt, I think it was Peggy and Christine Smith, they prayed for a great awakening, Father God, some 70 years ago, and you heard those prayers of those two little Scottish ladies in the Hebrides in the islands off of Scotland, Father God, and they prayed because they saw people running to the bars. They weren't interested in going to church. People were running to do things that were not blessing to the body of Christ, Father God. And you poured forth of your Spirit, Father God. You woke up the people. You sent the Holy Ghost to bring conviction, just like you said you would in John chapter 16, verse 8. And we ask you to do it again, Father God. Do it again in a mighty, mighty way. Even as that brother prophesied that he got that dream in 1961, even as Pat Holiday was very, very sure that there's going to be another awakening, a great awakening. Some believers weren't so sure about that, but Pat Holiday was very, very sure. And we're very, very sure, Father God, because that's your desire, because we know God our Savior of all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, even those that are trying to control the people in France against their will, as they tried to do against my own ancestors many hundreds of years ago against their will, Father God. We ask you to deliver us from every one of these spirits trying to control people against their will, and we bind every one of those demons in them in Jesus' name, in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19. Every demon is bound, every spirit behind witchcraft is perpetually bound, every spirit of mind control is perpetually bound, every spirit of ungodly fear is perpetually bound, every spirit of pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft perpetually bound. All those ungodly spirits perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name, because Jesus can't lie. Sabrina read the scripture from 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, but destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus says, Father, I finished the work thou gavest me to do. He cannot lie. He finished the work on the cross. And we thank you, Lord, the wonderful and extraordinary and amazing grace you show each and every one of us when I wasn't interested in you in the least. And even when I've been distracted in recent times, and I repent of that, Father, even we have all of us had the opportunity to repent tonight. And we thank you for the wonderful deliverance that you give to us. And we thank you, Father God, for giving that deliverance to many others, Father God. Because many in the body of Christ don't realize there is deliverance available. Some of them, Father God, they just think, well, whatever their pastor told them, that's all there is to it. Don't even bother to open the Bible anymore. Hey, Jesus did this a lot. And he said his disciples could do the same things. And Jesus said to those that believed in him, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. We ask and make us all free from the wiles and schemes of the enemy. Thank you for the glorious liberty of the children of God. not just for those that may get any deliverance, like KK, and we think we're delivering from the attacks, even from the recent action, Father God, but all the attacks coming against the body of Christ and coming against Sister Marla, we thank you, Father God. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. You're providing all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And we thank you, Father God. Your arm's not too short to save, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And we thank you, Lord. You said, Israel shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob, the eye of Jacob, shall be upon the land of corn and wine, and his heaven shall drop down the dew. What does that mean? His eye is going to be upon the land of corn. Well, Jesus is the living bread from heaven, and wine, he shed his blood. As we keep our eyes on the Word of God, that's the seed planted in us, the eternal seed. That's the seed in us. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I think she even read something along that line from, or maybe I heard that earlier today in 1 Peter. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for planting your incorruptible seed in us. Help us all to be good dirt. Good dirt for you, well-watered, properly fertilized. We'll bring forth an abundant crop of fruit for you. Peace and patience during these times when we're waiting upon you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We thank you, Father God, because we're talking about men shall pray and not faint. We continue to press in, Father God, pressing into you, because we have no one else who can fully and completely deliver us. And we ask you to fully and completely carry on to completion, not just in our individual deliverances, and we all need that. And it's an ongoing thing, perpetually, for until Jesus comes and we get to go home to heaven, and maybe we spend a little bit of time in Heavenly Sunday School. I don't know how that works, Lord. But I ask it all, Lord, to be changed from glory to glory as we gaze into your eyes. Now we see in a glass darkly, but then face to face. Yes, your eyes are red with wine, and you look into every one of us. You thank you for the privilege of finding favor, grace in your sight, mercy in your sight, and your mercy for new every day. In Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name, we give you praise and honor and glory, Father. And all the saints said, amen and amen. And you said, call upon the name of the Lord, and you will be delivered. So we ask you to deliver us all, and you can never, ever, ever lie. In Jesus' name, as you said, the first three verses of Psalm 18. I will love the Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Amen. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. This is the Lord, our first Saturday. As you call upon your name in Jesus' name, with name is Jesus.
Yeah.
East is from the west, like the